Exercise 5, page 124. Speaker 1.
It happened last year, and it was the most frightening thing I had ever seen. Since I live on the coast, I've regularly seen big waves during terrible weather conditions, but what frightened me most about the tsunami was that it came completely by surprise. It was a really nice day, and then suddenly I could see a huge wave coming towards land. I couldn't believe it at first. As the wave came closer, it got bigger and bigger. I ran to the car, almost falling over as I ran, and then drove up the hill behind the town. Thankfully, I was out of danger up there.
Speaker 2.
When I was a little boy, my parents used to take us up north to my grandparents during the holidays. They lived in a really nice village in the mountains, and their house was surrounded by woodland. In the winter, the whole area was covered in snow. Once it snowed so much that the roads were closed. My parents told me and my sister that we would have to stay until the roads opened again. That meant we had an extra long holiday. The fun didn't last long, though. My grandparents' house lost power and food ran low. In the end, I couldn't wait for the snow to clear.
Speaker 3.
I grew up on a volcanic island. I think many people believe volcanoes are always erupting, with lava and ash bursting out into the sky. But that isn't usually the case. The volcano on my island is active, but lava runs out of it very slowly. It doesn't affect life on the island at all. Even when there are more violent eruptions, the lava flows right past our house, because houses on our island are built in specially selected places. Ours was built uphill from a river, which means the lava just runs below our house and into the sea, where it cools and turns into new rock. However, the smell of burning earth can be quite unsettling, even though you know you're safe.
Speaker 4.
During the summer, 2 years ago, there was a forest fire just outside our town. I remember the smoke was very thick and strong for over a week afterwards. I could barely even see a meter in front of me. My eyes were constantly stinging and my throat was aching. Trees are an important part of our town's landscape, as well as being invaluable to the environment. Our town would not be the same with no forest around it. I felt really upset when I learnt how much damage had been done during the fires. That's when I joined a volunteer group, in which people spend their free time planting trees. I will help the forest to regenerate and be as great as they were before the fires. It will take years, but I won't give up.
Speaker 5.
I read an article about a man who lives somewhere in the USA. During his lifetime, he was apparently struck by lightning 7 times. I was really captivated by this man's story. He survived every lightning strike, but became more afraid after every incident. He didn't even feel secure when he was in a crowd of people. Actually, that became a problem for him as he got older. He started to feel lonely because many people tried to avoid him, believing that he attracted the lightning. He was apparently even struck once when there wasn't a storm. Amazingly, I think this man lived into his 70s.